One of the gifts that we treasure most in our lives is an intangible gift, a gift that we can't, in a way, touch or see, the gift of friendship. God has given to us the gift of being able to have friends among those around us, to live in communion with them. And you can tell a lot about a person by the friends that they have in their lives, whether it's their spouse, their close friends, or their children. Friendship is something that we do treasure naturally, and it's a gift that God has given to us. And we know that there are different types of friends in our lives. There are friendships that we need. We are friendly towards even a stranger, like a waiter or waitress at a restaurant. We also have friends we enjoy to be around, friends who give us life. But what does it mean to be a true friend? To be a true friend means to will the good of the person whom I love, to seek for their good over my own good. That is what it means to be a true friend, to give my life for the sake of another. The gift of friendship is something that we treasure, and God has given to us the ability to be his own friend. He called Peter and Paul to be friends with him. And the church celebrates these two great pillars of the church, called by our Lord in very different ways. And these are very different men. St. Peter was, of course, the blue-collar fisherman who worked in backwater Galilee, a nowhere place. He was, in a way, just like a normal person, a normal day laborer. And yet, one day, while he was fishing, the Lord walked by, as we read in the Synoptic Gospels. The Lord walked by and said, "You, follow me. I will make you fishers of men." St. Paul was very different from St. Peter. If St. Peter represented the normal day laborer, the blue-collar worker, St. Paul represented an elite class of scholars. He was a Pharisee, one who studied the law and followed it as God's will. He even persecuted the church. We are told in the Acts of the Apostles that he witnessed the martyrdom of Stephen and consented to it. But then we are told that God called him in a radical way, on his way to Damascus, saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Paul was given the gift of knowing Jesus after the resurrection, and likewise, he was called by the Lord to be his friend and disciple, an evangelist to the Gentiles. In a very real way, God needed both of these men to spread the church. He needed Peter, he desired to have Peter to be the head of the church, just as we hear in the gospel today when Peter confesses that he is the true Son of the living God. Jesus knew his future. He knew that Peter would be flawed and would deny him three times. And yet we hear him today giving Peter that authority. "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it." He needed Peter because he knew Peter's flaws. He knew he would fall. but he knew in the end that Peter would still love him. As we hear in John's gospel, when Jesus asks him three times, "Simon, do you love me?" He likewise wanted Paul for his incredible zeal. He knew that Paul, being so studious with the law, being so on fire with zeal for spreading the gospel, would be the fire to spread the word of God to the Gentiles. As we see in the Acts of the Apostles, Paul ministering to the Gentiles and going to the far reaches of the Roman Empire to bring the good news. Paul's zeal was something that God wanted to use. He needed both Peter and Paul. Despite their flaws, despite their backgrounds, he wanted to be in a deep and intimate friendship with them. Peter and Paul likewise were also friends, but they also had their flaws with one another. We are told in the Acts of the Apostles that there was even a point of contention between Paul and Peter. But nevertheless, these two men were united in Jesus. Both of them saw that the good of one another is through Jesus. Despite their differences, they were united in Jesus. Similarly, for each and every one of us, we are called to imitate Peter and Paul. We all have our flaws, we all have our deficiencies, just like them. We all feel insufficient for the tasks that God has given to us. But nevertheless, God calls us into that deep and intimate friendship with him. We are invited to bring our struggles to him, because Jesus doesn't want just a friendship that is useful with us. Jesus doesn't want us because it makes him feel good. No, Jesus wants a true friendship. Jesus gives to us himself on the cross. His greatest desire is for our good, for us to have eternal life with him. The question is, are we willing to be true friends with him? Are we willing to make that step, to make God not just someone we go to when we need something? We don't want to make God just someone who makes us feel good. Are we willing to make that step to give ourselves to God totally and completely, as a true friend does? It's difficult, but it is possible. Because Peter and Paul did the same. They strived to unite themselves to Christ, and they give us the inspiration to be a true friend to him.